saying nothing, lying where the sun is.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen followed by .com. We have a special new guest, Dr. Tanya Howard, who is a native of New Jersey and decided to be a chiropractor at the age of 15. I don't know, was she breaking bones or mending bones then? We'll have to ask her. When she experienced a complete metamorphosis in her health after seeking chiropractic care for an injury. Well, maybe she'll tell us about that. She has an extensive background, including completing her undergraduate work out in my neighborhood at Pepperdine University in Malibu, California, and her doctorate of and her doctorate at Life Chiropractic College in Atlanta, Georgia. She's been in private practice for over 20 years. I've had the pleasure of having a meal with her in Park City because we were both there and skiing. She has a lot more to say in her bio, but, you know, I want to talk to her. So welcome to the show, Dr. Tanya.
Thank you so much for having me today, Bruce.
It's a pleasure. It was a pleasure to meet you and your husband and your beautiful girls a few months ago in Park City. And I know you have some thoughts about this week's column, which is a two-parter I wrote called The Real Problem Is, Parts 1 and 2. And my assertion is that the real problem, and the Santa Barbara News Press retitled it as The World's Biggest Problem. And I think that was actually maybe a better title. I think this is the world's biggest problem right now, which is internationally we are not making enough babies to sustain the human race over the long term. There's been a belief of in overpopulation. That's as much nonsense as climate change and global warming, in my opinion. But this is highly quantifiable. You could debate the climate change thing if you want, but the fertility rates are very hard and fast, and they have reduced to danger levels, especially in countries like Japan, Singapore, and most Western countries. So I know you have some thoughts on this. Let's hear them.
I do, Bruce, and you're absolutely correct. We are not making enough babies. And really, my interest is that we're not making the babies that we are making. We're not making them well. Well, perhaps we're making them well, but we're not delivering them well.
Do you mean by delivering, literally giving birth to them?
Literally giving birth. That is okay. An absolute passion of mine, to help mamas and daddies deliver healthy babies and to have healthy moms and babies at the end of it.
So you mean crack moms don't deliver healthy babies?
They do not. And believe it or not, even upper middle class moms don't deliver healthy babies. That was
wow.
The most disturbing thing that I read about in The Lancet, which is a very prestigious medical journal, in the beginning of May. And U.S. maternal mortality rates, that's the number of moms that die in childbirth, are up in this country, the United States of America, 35%.
From how long ago?
Well, that's only in the last few years. The hard fact that really got my heart beating was we're up 50% since the year 2000 and 136% since 1990, which is absolutely appalling considering we have...
Wait, you mean moms dying in childbirth is doubled in the since 1990?
136% since 1990 and 50% since the year 2000.
Wow.
That's in
wow.
America. Out of 40 industrialized countries that save the children, look at every few years, we are 31 out of 46, actually. And that is absolutely appalling, since we have more doctors, more hospitals, and we do more research and development than any place else in the entire world.
Well, of course, and I don't know if you know what my political view is, but you'll get it momentarily. But of course, Obamacare will fix that, right?
I don't have much faith in that.
Okay, well, I don't have any faith in it, and I think the VA scandal, sadly, is giving us an idea on a already nationalized healthcare, how bad it would be if it were even bigger. So I worry that this problem you've elaborated, by the way, Save the Children is a very legitimate organization. A good friend of mine retired from showbiz and has been an ambassador for them for a long time. And he is the kind of man that would not give his time energy at all if it were not legitimate. So when you cite Save the Children as a source, I trust it.
Right. And also The Lancet. I mean,
that is just second to the
Journal of the American Medical Association. I mean, those results are absolutely parallel. So this is no data error. This is fact.
So why are they dying in birth? I mean, this is just a stunning... sort of corollary to the general topic of not making enough babies.
It is. Well, there are some thoughts that are mentioned, and I have strong feelings about one of them in particular. And okay. The two that I'm going to gloss over are that moms are more obese, and they are dealing with more chronic health conditions. As a third, they'll talk about advanced maternal age. I don't think that those are the biggest problem. What I see as the most dramatic factor is that the rise in cesarean section rates in this country is at over 35%. When the
World
Health
we've known about for years, and I think it's criminal, because I think while I have a lot of faith in the medical world, I think a lot of the reason behind that is just ease and simplicity and not having to stick around for 20 hours while a woman pushes out a baby.
And don't forget financial, when you can get reimbursed
and financial,
three times.
Yes. Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
So the World Health Organization says that 5 to 10% is fairly appropriate for emergent situations. You know, mom and baby aren't doing well and they need to get the baby out quickly. And I'm totally on board with that. But they also say that any C-section rate over 15%, that's 15%, is considered to do much more harm than good. So when you look at a hospital doing a 35% rate, and that is not a high, that is actually low average. We've seen hospitals up to 50% C-section rates. It's really criminal. It's really malpractice.
There's so much I want to actually get from you, but since we only have one segment, you've talked about mom's mortality rates. What about baby mortality rates?
Well, they don't do so well either. Babies are meant to come out vaginally, okay? So when you deliver them surgically, they are denied the opportunity to have great respiratory health and great GI health, and they're also subject to really great spinal trauma, which is why I, as a chiropractor, have such strong ideas about this, because we truly, in chiropractic, position moms. When I say position, I do mean that literally and figuratively. Position moms to have vaginal births that are unmedicated with few interventions. So when moms can go into labor naturally and not have interventions, the babies are born much more healthfully. And I don't have those stats, I don't want to misquote any stats, but I can tell you that the fewer interventions, the healthier the babies are. So when you start interfering, birth is a process that needs no interference. It just needs to be allowed to unfold. Truly, it's a very natural process. It's not an illness or a disease. It has a diagnostic code, according to the AMA, but it is not a disease. And when it's allowed to unfold properly, and naturally, moms do well and babies do well. But when we start messing with it, like it's a medical procedure, moms and babies both tank.
What about just the simple pain relief of an epidural? Is that dangerous too?
It is dangerous. And let me give you a little example. You guys really can't relate to what it feels like to push a baby out. I've pushed out two with no drugs. So you put a mom on her back in bed, numb from the waist down, with her legs up in the air, and then she's told to have a baby. So, Bruce, I'm going to suggest that you, the next time you have a big meal and need to have bowel movement, that you lay down, get numb from the waist down, put your legs up in the air, and push. And that's kind of nasty to think about, but it really is very impractical. Nothing's going to happen from the waist down when you're on your back with your legs up in the air to have a bowel movement.
So the epidural, does that mean that the doctor has to sort of force the issue?
That's exactly what it means. Mom doesn't have any feedback. The mom does not know how to push, and they often end up pulling the baby out, often unsuccessfully, often leading
and sometimes causing damage when they use a certain kind of forcep or misgrip it, right?
Absolutely.
Wow, this is so enlightening to me. And then, of course, we come back to my favorite topic, which is how the boomer generation has done more damage than any other generation in history. So, except for making some good music. So where that relates, I know you're wondering, how does that relate to our topic? Where that relates is boomer moms and all of contemporary young men and women want to be comfortable, want to have fun, want to get back on their feet, want to do everything as easily and painlessly as possible. So give me a shot, doc. I don't want to have to feel anything.
Yeah, but here's the deal. When I'm in pain as a mom or as a pregnant mom, when I'm in pain, my body responds really nicely by secreting endorphins, which are natural pain management. Think of the runner's high. So if I am numb and I don't have that natural endorphin rush, my baby doesn't have the benefit of that. So although I may be numb from the waist down, my baby is not numb at all. So now they would get the benefit from my endorphins had they been produced, and they would experience birth more easily with less stress and less pain. Now they have nothing. So when mom feels more comfortable, baby feels more stress. So
wow,
I don't think any parent would knowingly put their baby at risk for that. And talk about easy and painless. C-section recovery is major abdominal surgery. It is not easy.
I know that.
It is not painless.
Well, except that it's quick as far as the baby part.
And you use lipstick, and you can plan it, and wear lipstick, have your
and
family
so
there.
It's practical, and I think a lot of people live in the moment and don't look at the long term of what that recovery will be like. And I have heard that it is indeed not a comfortable recovery. Look, your stomach's being cut open, a big wound, period. I know from having had shoulder surgery when the doctor didn't do it arthroscopically, which he could have, and he cut through the muscles. I had 2 months of unbelievably intense pain as that wound, even though it was surgically done as well as could be, had to heal. They couldn't even find a painkiller that would allow me to sleep for 2 months. So I have every bit of sympathy for what a C-section must feel like after you've gone 9 months carrying a baby and all the stuff that a woman's done. And what do you have to say about this? Nowadays, the moms are gaining so much more weight in pregnancy than they used to. My mom gave birth to 3 kids. Sadly, only one ultimately survived. But she didn't gain more than 20 pounds with all 3 pregnancies. Now 50 pounds is almost the norm. Well, what's that all about?
Well, you know, we used to eat when we were hungry and sleep when we were tired, and we no longer do that because there's so much that needs to be done, and we're being force-fed all the messages to eat more, have this. You know, we're being sold at every turn to eat more, do more. So a lot of moms really take it as license. Oh, I'm pregnant. I'm eating for two. To shove as much food in their mouth as possible. And we are more sedentary because we're all sitting, you know, in front of the computers. So we are. The weight gain is not healthy.
But it is a lot more, isn't it?
You know, again, don't want to misquote any facts and figures, but thinking about my practice in particular, where we see a lot of pregnant moms, I would say the average is definitely rising.
So I know from listening to you, and I know from the little bit I've known you, that you are not a hysteric, and you are not politically have an agenda. So I know, especially with the sources that you've cited, that this stuff is real. I mean, what you're talking about is really real. This is not some craziness. Why are we not hearing more about it? I mean, I asked the same question about the fact that fertility rates themselves are decreasing, and certain groups in certain countries are in dire danger of literally going away, like Japan, where they sell more adult diapers than baby diapers.
I read that in your column.
Yeah.
Yeah, I read that in your column, and I was really aghast at that. I really had no idea. So thank you for consistently putting out some great information.
So why is what you've been putting out, which is awesome, I mean to hear, not awesome good, but awesome kind of informative, why is like none of this out there except in journals like Lancet?
Well, here's the deal, Bruce. There's no money in non-intervention. You know, most medical research is backed in some way, shape, or form by pharmaceutical companies. So when you do less intervention, as in natural birth or, in my profession, chiropractic, who's funding these studies? You know, they like to get some return on their investment. So a drug company doesn't want anything to do with the chiropractic office because we actually help people get well without drugs.
God forbid.
Yeah, exactly. So birth
that
requires...
Can you help with my wife's mood? Can I send her in? Because she's mad at me all the time.
That's a checkup from the neck up. We do those a lot.
You know, we're almost out of time. I want to give you some time because of now that I've actually spent 10 minutes in a professional context with you, I have even more regard. I might note, just not that it really matters, but because I'm a man, she's unbelievably attractive on top of smart. So Dr. Tanya, where can my listeners find you, reach you? What do you want to give out publicly as far as a way to be in touch with you or learn more about you and from you?
I would love for your listeners to visit my healthcare blog. It's a lifestyle and healthcare blog, and it's really good, solid health information like we've talked about today, but from an every girl perspective. You know, it's not going to be dry and boring. It's going to be a quick drive-by shooting, healthy, well message. And that's at www.drtanya.com, and I always spell it. That's D-R-T-A-N-I-A.
And no punctuation there. No punctuation.
Right? Just drtania.com. And
okay.
We are also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Ask Dr. Tanya. And I would love to have your listeners stop by and read some great wellness information about not only pregnancy and childbirth, but on relationships, on back pain, on exercise, on nutrition. We really cover all the factors that contribute to a healthy and well lifestyle.
Excellent. I need you back here. Okay. I hope you'll come back. I also think you should co-host a dad chat with me. I'm not sure how Twitter friendly you are. We'll have to work on that if you're not. But you are terrific. And I am really, really thrilled. And I want to thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's been a blast, Bruce. Thanks for all you've done.
My pleasure, and listeners, we'll be back with Pastor Drew after these messages.
Like me, they struggle in doubt, trouble their mind day in and day out. They're busy a living to worry about a thing called love. But when I see a mother's tenderness as she holds her young close to her breast, then I thank God this world's been blessed with a thing called love.